protesters rallied at the Homer LIO on Sunday, the 28th, against the $444 million budget cuts to Head Start all the way to college, Medicare, behavioral health, homeless assistance, senior benefits, Alaska State Council on the Arts, public broadcasting, and much more. I asked people at this rally how these budget cuts were going to affect them. Talking first with Morgan McBride.
Our local university campus has been so important. That's how I got my Coast Guard license.
Daniel Perry. I love this Kachemak Bay campus. I've taken a lot of courses. I've helped start a violin program here in Homer. So even though it's not publicly funded right now, we could lose that classroom space.
Don. I do childhood education, like extracurricular activities. A lot of the funding for that's being cut. Those programs just won't exist.
Sochi. I am a member of the community, and although some of them don't directly impact me, I know several people who are affected by them, and that affects me.
I'm Lance the Mess. I've got an infected tooth. It's also gave me a heart condition, so I might have to go into ER. It's going to cost more money.
I'm an artist. I've taught in the Bush, the Artists in Schools program. Work for a nonprofit that receives its operating budget from the Council on the Arts.
Keep standing up, even though it's difficult and it's discouraging. It's a big fight. We're just beginning it.
That was Teresa Sunmark. Before her was Art Kenninger, Sochi Lopez Ayala, and Don Horton. For KBBI at LIO on Pioneer Avenue in Homer, I'm Zoe Kramer.